This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Many of us will be heading into self-isolation if you're not already.
I feel like it's appropriate what we should do is pull together a list of things that we could watch, listen to, and read when we're in self-isolation.
Yeah. I've been reminded that, you know, libraries now, you can often get e-books. So you don't have to leave the house and you can watch stuff, read stuff, and even listen to stuff. It's pretty good that we live in this day and age.
Oh, we're so lucky. And like, we've never been as well set up for self-isolation as we are today. Like,
we've
got all the entertainment devices we need. And how important is it? Like, I've really found, and I don't know if it's just from working in the media or if everyone's feeling like this when they open up social media, it can be quite overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after a summer of bushfires and now coronavirus, I really appreciate the escapism of entertainment.
All right. Well, give us something that you think everyone should watch.
I am re-watching Parks and Recreation at the moment.
No.
And it's just making me so happy. It's the perfect, you know, 25-minute episode. If you loved The Office, it's that kind of style, that mockumentary. But it's even more feel-good, I'm going to go out and say. Except
really?
If you've never watched it before, just start at season two. Even Amy Poehler, the lead, says, we only got our act together in season two, so just start there. You won't have missed anything in season one.
I agree with that.
It's like the movie Expendables 2. First time, hated it. Second time, hated it. Third time, it was okay. But then the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, tenth time I watched it, I realized something. It's just, it's not good. It's not a good movie.
So many great characters.
That's good.
That's Chris Pratt before he became a big movie star.
And before he lost all the weight.
Yeah, true.
He's a little more chunky.
That's right.
I'm going to put forward a book. I read a book called Originals by Adam Grant, and it's about how nonconformists change the world. Now, it's like a bit of a deep dive intellectual odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're into like leadership books, management books, like self-help, personal development books, this one's really encouraging, especially if you're like a black sheep outlier. So
I'm a total conformist. So am I still going to enjoy it?
Yes, because I feel like you're married to an original.
Yes,
so
I can understand him better.
It might be good for relationship counseling.
Good.
So
I'm going to put forward a book as well. This is one that I've read just recently, and I have mentioned on the show before, but it's called Bad Blood, Secrets and Lies in a Silicon Valley Startup. And it covers a startup company that kind of launched 2005 called Theranos that said it could test blood from rather than going to get, you know, going to a pathology and getting blood drawn from your veins, just a few finger pricks of blood in this machine could test all range of tests.
No.
It'd
be great right now, but they promised all this stuff, but it was all a fraud. The whole thing was a fraud. It became this multi-billion dollar company, and it's just the story of it. The person who wrote it, John Carreyrou,
yeah,
was the guy from the Wall Street Journal who broke the story, and it's such a good read. It's like reading a thriller, but it's true life.
Are they in jail now, or are they?
It's still kind of being worked out.
Okay.
Don't give spoilers either. Right. So check that out. Bad Blood is what it's called. But there are our three recommendations. What about you, Adam in Southo? You got a tip for us?
So Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I think that's a given.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a show on Netflix called When Calls the Heart. Now, if people know it, they'll know what I'm talking about. It's a real wholesome show, though. There's nothing like any, no smut or anything in it. It's really just a real good drama to get into, and it's really wholesome. If anyone's ever seen it, they'll know what I'm talking about.
Well,
in the 1900s, it's about, I guess it's a love sort of a show, but it's about how back then when they were setting up a sawmill for the town, for the local town, and setting up other things. But it's just a cruisy show, probably a bit of a chick flick, but it's cool.
Okay.
Well, and the good thing is you said When Calls the Heart out loud a couple of times now, and our phones are all listening. So it's already in the algorithm. Well done, mate.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate that, mate. You have a good day. Texts are streaming in, Duncan, with recommendations. Goodness. Charlene. Just finished book two of the Renegades trilogy. It's a young adult superhero story, so perfect for teens upward. And since it's a trilogy, it should keep people occupied for the whole of their isolation.
Great one. Cassie is recommending that we watch the Lord of the Rings extended edition trilogy. If any time is more perfect for that, I don't know of it. Now is.
If you need to fill 3 months of self-isolation, I think that'll do it pretty well. It goes for about that long, doesn't
and
it?
And then listen to the director's
notes. Oh, wow.
Years of content.
Oh, put you to sleep a few times too, which is good. The best thing to listen to would be you guys, of course. Oh, Jacqueline, stop it.
We'll give you 5 minutes to cut that out.
Yes. please text in more.
Yeah.
The Chosen series is about Jesus. It's brilliant. You should need to download the app from the App Store to watch the full seasons.
Okay.
Never heard of it before. There you go. Thanks, Tish.
Fantastic. This one's from Christy. Drop Dead Diva is a great series about a lawyer. Bull is another great series about a psychologist working on a law and jury selection and stars Michael Westerly from NCIS.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, okay.
Friends and Seinfeld and The Office are the next to rewatch. I've got about 6 months lined up if you watch through all those. That's true. It's good revisit old stuff like that. Even Seinfeld, I reckon.
Nathan, watch movies like I Am Legend or Panic Room. Now, I'm going to stop you there, Nathan, and issue a strict warning to everybody. Do not watch Contagion.
No.
It is not going to help you in any way, shape, or form, apart from paralyze you with anxiety.
Or IT Crowd or Black Books, he says, if you need something a bit lighter than I Am Legend or Panic Room.
Goodness.
I think that would go down well. I'd love if, you know, that how... Basically, Netflix and Stan, they can all see what people are streaming. I'd love to know the stats on that. How many people are watching things like Contagion, Panic Room afterwards, Pandemic. Like, just no, right?
I love this. 879. This will get you through the next 6 months. Watch all the Marvel movies. And you have the ability to do them in order.
Oh, yes, of course.
You could watch them in release order. It'd be a great moment in history to get through all of them.
Zoe has said a book, Boy Swallows Universe. I've actually started reading that.
I find it
quite fascinating. Back on Track by Bernie Shakeshaft, or for the sports fans, The Test in Amazon. Haven't heard of that.
I think The Test is actually coming out. Yeah, as a... Yes. It's about the Australian cricket team.
Oh, good.
And the drama that unfolded over 2 years, basically. Oh, yeah, really good.
There you go. All right. Thanks for your... I second When Calls the Heart to text 625.
Great.
Wholesome. There you go.
I want to know about setting up a sawmill in the 1900s because that's where we're all going.
It reminds me, actually, you ever think back of Blue Heelers?
Yeah.
How it was just like 90s small town crime. It was just so innocent. I feel like the 1900s sawmill setting up would just be even more wholesome and innocent.
Somebody stole my dog's collar. we'll get our best team on it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.